Hey Doc, before today's episode, I have an important announcement for you. Have you been told that maybe if you can just cut down your spending, save more money, and pay off debt, then you will be able to have freedom? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's not the complete truth. Over the last couple of years, I've had the pleasure of learning from badass women physicians and women outside of the physician communities that are living a life of freedom. And what I've found is that how they live their life and how they think about money is so different than how most of us have been taught. Incorporating this stuff has literally changed my life and the women physicians that I have an honor of serving. So I would love to invite you to an upcoming webinar that I have coming up for you. I want to share with you 7 ways that women physicians that are living a life of financial freedom think differently than most. That way you can also incorporate some of this stuff and accelerate your own journey to freedom and wealth. Love you so much. Check out the link in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the upcoming training. Enjoy this episode. Hi, Dots. I'm Dr. Latifah. I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast. This is where we help badass women physicians just like you learn simple and effective tools to build wealth from the inside out. That way, we can create wealth and bigger impact without all the burnout. Enjoy the episode. Hey guys, welcome to another episode on the podcast and on YouTube. For those that are finding me for the first time, I'm so glad you're in my world. I'm super duper excited about the episode that we're recording today. And I do believe that it's going to add a ton of value to your finances. So first of all, welcome. I'm Dr. Latifah. I'm the founder of Money Fit MD. This is where I teach women physicians how to have money, no money, grow their wealth so they can have a life of freedom. That's everything that we do on the platform. Our primary way of working with women physicians is through our money school, the 12 months program that we have, where we walk you through and work with you to learn money, and so that you can start to unlearn the crap that we've been taught as a culture about money that's not working for us. You can relearn and actually gather new information that's going to help you start to see that money is meant for you. Money is meant to work for you, with you, to create amazing stuff in this life. So I'm super excited that you found us. Today's episode is one that I've gotten questions about, and I think I want to address it today because I do think that it's going to help you. And it's a question of, Latifah, is there ever a time when I can stop budgeting? Okay, so first of all, if you've been around my platform, you know that I don't do traditional budgeting. So you probably think I've been, you know, abducted by aliens. I have not. But most times people use the word budgeting, so I'm using that so that you know what I'm talking about. However, what I call it is a spending plan. Right. And so the whole idea behind a spending plan is when the money that you get in from one source, multiple sources, land into your bank account, what happens to it? And if you are a woman physician, regardless of where you are in your journey, whether you're starting, whether you're 7 figures, multiple 7 figures, there's some foundational stuff that does not go away. And I'm going to explain why. And, you know, I think I'm very well positioned to address this question as well, because I've literally gone from like negative 200K to being able to grow our finances, our net worth to, you know, multiple 7 figures. And the key is this, guys, this part does not go away, right? It does not go away. There are seasons when it's not as tight as it could be, where it's not as controlled as it could be. But the whole idea of knowing where your money is going is something that if you don't get in the habit of realizing that, it's just like asking, well, am I ever going to stop eating? As long as you're spending, you want to know where your money is going because you want it to work for your life. Because money sometimes can act like a toddler. It just wants to go do whatever it thinks is in the best interest of everybody. And then you're going to find out like, no, putting your shirt in the toilet is not good for everybody, right? And so money can do that as well, where things start to come, you know, expenses that were of value to you before, but not longer of value to you, and now being spent on in a way that's not intentional because you did not tell it what to do. You did not tell it to stop. You did not tell it to increase or decrease. So if the question you have is, am I ever going to stop budgeting? Is this something that I graduate out of? My answer to you is, as long as you want your money to keep working for your life, no, you don't graduate out of it. Again, this is not, I'm not telling you this as a perfectionist. I will tell you that there are times when I've gone without looking at my spending plan. But what I do, though, you guys know that I use personal capital. And if you don't have a system you use already, go check out my episode. I'm going to have them link it to here where I talk about the alternatives to Mint when you're looking at how to create your budget or spending plan or app system that you can use to monitor your spending. However, with personal capital, it's pretty easy. I really should like become the advertisement stuff. I should really become, because I tell you all about them all the time. But I really do like them, to be honest with you. They're simple to use. They're easy to use. You will get one call by a financial advisor or someone that's trying to advise you on your funds. Just tell them, no, thank you. Remove me from the list. And they don't bother you after that. But, you know, they send me a summary every week. I can look at the summary and they gave me a general idea. And you can choose whatever frequency you want. You can set the frequency you want. But I choose weekly because I want to know how my spending is changing during the week. And I can literally glance at it for 5 minutes and that gives me a general trend. If there's a crazy high increase, whether we just invested in a property or there's a crazy low decrease and I'm like curious about what's going on. But you don't graduate out of this. It's like you don't graduate out of it. You don't have to be, you know, OCD about it, but you don't graduate out of it. And the thing to keep in mind is like the habits that you're creating in this is going to help you in other areas of your life. So if you're someone that's growing a business, the reason why a lot of businesses fail is because people are not keeping track of their numbers. Like even I am continuing to learn about the numbers that need to be tracked when it comes to like business and money fit MD and all that stuff, right? But if you don't keep track of the numbers, all you're going to be doing is earning, but not keeping. All you're going to be doing is earning, but not growing fast enough your fresh powder to be able to pour and use into other things, to be able to buy into other things, things that increase in value, assets that increase in value, or things that add value to your life, right? Which could literally be a massage, right? Why would you want to be spending money on something you did not even know you're using or buying or paying for that you haven't used in a year when that money could get you a massage or a date night, right? So it's about value-based spending, not about, you know, being, I don't know, cheap or whatever, whatever like that. But the key is this. I do want to give you guys like 3 points. The goal is not to be perfect, right? The goal is not to be perfect because your desire to be perfect is why you're getting tired and bored. And boredom actually makes money. So boredom ain't no problem, right? We do things that we need to do. We wear shoes. It's not fun. We brush. It's not fun unless you're a dentist. Sorry, dentist. Hi, dentist. I love you guys. But you guys get my point. But the goal is not for it to be perfect. The goal is for it to be done. And there's going to be seasons where you're better than the other. But like I always tell people, when you fall off a horse, you just get back on, right? That's what you do. You don't like go judge yourself or tell yourself stories. That's not helpful. You just get back on. So if you're like, I haven't looked at my spending plan in 2 months, just go look, right? We spent so much mental energy perseverating on the things we did not do a great job at when we can literally just get up and go do a great job at it or better job at it. Number two is, you know, you can make this part of your life. I have found, to be honest with you, that the seasons of our lives where we have a scheduled money date, my spouse and I, those are the seasons where we grow the most. Those are the seasons where our money is the most optimized. Those are the seasons where even our fresh powder accumulates the most, because now we're looking at stuff, making sure that we agree or disagree, coming up with a common plan that makes sense for the family, not him or me, but the entire family, understanding that both parties are valuable and I want to do things that are enjoyable for me and he wants to do things that are enjoyable for him. And when those are done, then it's our family's healthier, right? So again, this is a spending plan that's supposed to work for your family. And then the last point I want to remind you is this, guys. What you don't measure will not grow. What you measure will grow. I'm telling you guys, this has been one of the biggest things when women physicians that may not have been monitoring their money before join our community and they get to benefit from, you know, the education, the coaching, the accountability system that we have is that their money grows because they start measuring it. They start following it and it grows. It's crazy. I mean, I do think it's one of the laws of the world. Like if you measure it, it will work in your favor because where your energy, where your attention goes, your energy goes. And guys, remember, like the stuff we learn in physics, this is like the law of the world. These are principles that never change, right? Energy is never lost. It just gets converted from one form to the other. I forget which one of Newton's law that was, right? But the bottom line is this, where your attention goes, your energy follows. And where your energy is, I promise you, almost as long as you do what you need to do, your money will grow. So that's my little clip for you guys. If you're wondering, when can I stop looking at my finances? When can I stop a budgeting plan? Listen, it's not all about what you earn. What you use it for matters. That's why many pro athletes go broke. That's why I literally was listening to an interview of someone earning seven figures last week, that for years they were earning seven figures and spending seven figures. Trust me, it's easier than you thought. If you want to judge, I'm going to ask you a question. When you were a resident or a fellow, you thought money was low? When you became an attendant, does it feel like it's flowing with milk and honey? It doesn't unless you make it flow like milk and honey. And that's where the money management piece comes to play. So anyways, zero judgment in the space. Understand that we're all going to do money differently. We're all going to do it imperfectly. And by the way, you don't have to do it alone. If you want our support, if you want our help, if you want to be one of the women physicians that is killing it in 2024 and learning how to take their money, make it work for them so they can pay off high interest debt at a rate that is faster than if they had done it by themselves, potentially. If you want to learn how to make your money work for you, if you want to create a life of freedom and liberation, if you want to stop overworking, if you know that you're meant for more and you're just like, I want to grow myself, I want to grow the life that I want, then I invite you to check out the Money School for Women Physicians. You can go to moneyfitmd.com/MSB. Thank you so much. Love you. Thanks for listening to this episode. And don't forget to share with those you love. Goodbye.